All right. We're on a lot of radio stations, so we have a few breaks here. This first 5 minutes is important. We'll take a break at 5 minutes for 1 minute and do another 30 minutes with our guests. Come back for 2 hours if you can. What a smart guy, Mike McCormick, best-selling author of The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. What an important book right now with what we're facing. And I've got some other breaking news coming up next segment. We're getting the videos in right now. Whoopi Goldberg, I don't care if Biden has pooped his pants and can't put a sentence together. She supports him. Michael Moore calls Biden campaign cruelest form of elder abuse I've ever been forced to watch. Finishing up your point that the hard satellite break broke up, clearly it's been known that Obama is involved in a bunch of weirdness. He's blackmailed. But you're saying it's been Biden that brought him in day one that's controlling him. I'm going to put the headline out that, you know, White House whistleblower believes Biden has been blackmailing Obama. I'm going to put that out today. So finish up what you got cut off saying.
So that's, you know, when he, that's where, that's why Biden got all these big assignments. Joe did Iraq. Joe went into Afghanistan. He made the decision on Afghanistan. Joe did the Alliance for Prosperity. We'll talk about that later. Joe did Ukraine. Joe did Putin. He did the reset. All these things, because Joe Biden came in there, he wanted to be the president. He's in the hot seat there. If Obama, God forbid, dropped when he was president, Joe would have been the president. That was his dream come true. So the entire time he was in the White House, he was angling to be the president ahead of Hillary. He wanted to be the candidate in 2016. And he was pushing hard to do that, especially in 2014. And then Beau got sick and he died. And Joe basically backed down from wanting to be president. But his staff wanted him to be president. He wanted to be president, and he was pushing Obama behind the scenes.
And now we're seeing the fact that the whole Democratic Party is saying leave. He won't do it. So you're predicting he stays in.
That's what I'm predicting, yeah. It's going to be a mess. It's a sinking ship, and he's going down with it.
Continue.
So, Biden in 2014 was a really bad year. Biden wants to be president. One of the things that happened was there was a big meeting that he did a trip with Xi Jinping again. At this point in time, Hunter Biden is deep in the pockets of the Chinese Communist Party. In December of 2013, Joe goes to Beijing, and I'm on the plane. That was the Air Force Two trip where Joe and Hunter are together. And there's a lot that comes out of that. That's the Bohai Harvest RST deal, where the Biden crime family makes a pile of money off these basically the Chinese Communist Party affiliated businessmen. But the other thing they did, and I talked about this last time I was on your show, was they started investing in this company called Metabiota. And Metabiota was deeply involved in the Metabiota was a Silicon Valley biotech. They were fancied by the World Economic Forum. Their founder was a guy named Alex Wolf. Wolf was Nathan Wolf. And he was like a golden boy of the World Economic Forum. He was also friends with Ghislaine Maxwell and the Epstein crew. So he had high-level contacts in, you know, the World Economic Forum. He's doing these virus hunts around the world with Eco Health Alliance and Wuhan Institute of Virology. They go into China and they're digging into the bushes for animals that have virus connections, bats, all these other animals. They did it in Africa and they came up with Ebola. And they were doing viral research on Ebola and bat viruses in 2014, and what pops up out in Western Africa, but Ebola. So Metabiota had a laboratory there in Kinema, Sierra Leone. So that's not
Mike far McCormick. From stay Ebola. There. Back in 60 seconds. Yeah. Finish your point on the origin of the virus. We'll continue on what's currently happening, what you predict's coming straight ahead. The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. Get the book today. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Let us stand together. Oh,
at the cross,
at the cross,
where
I first saw the light
and the burdens
of my heart
rolled away. It was there
by faith
I received my sight. And now I am happy.
Completely out of his mind. So we have an incredible whistleblower, the stenographer from 2011, 2017. Then he worked for Trump for a while as well, Mike McCormick, and the night and day things he saw. What do you make of the Joe Biden you see today? And then finish up the China origin and Biden's involvement in the virus. I want you to finish that point and then get to the point of the Joe Biden you see today versus the Joe Biden you saw years ago.
Well, he gets a lot more attention on him now. So, you know, he was always goofy and he always couldn't talk. He talk about a hard job being a stenographer, trying to figure out what that guy was saying. sometimes his sentence would go on for 3 pages. He would just keep changing his mind in the middle of the phrase and add another bit to it or add another story to it. And it was impossible to try to figure out the grammar for that guy. So that was back when he could hit a lot of energy. His energy physically flagged significantly after 2018. Ever since 2020, I've been saying he's half man he was when he was in the White House and I worked for him. He's half man he was when he started this campaign. He started the presidency in 2020. And I used to work with Doc O'Connor, his doctor. He was always a nice guy to me, but Dr. O'Connor is not doing his job for the presidency. He's aligned himself significantly with the patient, his personal patient, but he's not paid by the patient. He's paid by the taxpayers. So what is his job? Isn't he supposed to go and be the doctor of the presidency and not just Joe Biden's doctor? Because we, the taxpayers, are wondering, why do we have a guy who can't walk up and down stairs so close to in control of the nuclear codes, and his doctor keeps telling us he's fine. He's okay, but he's not great, and he's not looking like he doesn't have the energy or the competence to be able to do us a rigorous campaign for the fall. He's not going to be out there campaigning 3 events in a day. He can't go to can't travel overseas back and forth and then do 3 events or 4 events in a day. He used to be able to do that. He can't do that anymore.
So that's where we are in the present and the future. You've been a stenographer. You're a very well-spoken guy. Your book's amazing. We've had you on before. We got you on now. Let's do 2 hours soon, commercial-free, maybe next Saturday or something. Those shows are huge. But just, I could ask 1,000 questions, but in the 21 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. What do you want to tell folks about what you, because what your book's really about is obviously lining up. You were the stenographer and you read the emails and the Hunter Biden thing. And you're like, no, that's accurate. I was there. You're a perfect witness. You should be in front of Congress lining that up. And then also you get into what's happening with the Vatican, right now going after people that are exposing evil.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Vatican because you're the one that put me on this story. And I just stumbled across this. So maybe it was back in mid-May or something like that. I was watching you and you had this really emotional session where you were like, there's so much evil in the world. It's almost overwhelming. And I was really amazed by how intense you were about it. But I believed it because I really felt it. And I started thinking, well, what was the most evil thing that Joe Biden did in the White House? And it was, he had a lot to do with this guy, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. McCarrick was a pedophile. He raped altar boys and seminarians while he was a priest and a bishop. And then they moved him up the ladder through the Vatican. And frankly, I'm not sure he was an intelligence asset to the United States. He was a pedophile priest and cardinal with complaints against him in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And in the middle, and the church ignored it. The Vatican heard about it. They ignored it. And McCarrick would fight it off. But then the State Department started taking up this guy under their wing. He did some early work after he left the seminary in the 70s, in the 60s, I'm sorry, at Catholic University. And he came out of there being a fundraiser. So then in the 90s, the State Department started taking this guy and sending him overseas to China, to Iran. And it seems like he went to all the hotspots where they needed a guy who had high intelligence, high-level contacts in Washington. He knew the Vatican, and he could come back and tell them what was going on in Iran, what was going on in China. So they put this guy under the wing, and he becomes the cardinal in Washington and becomes enveloped in the in Washington politics. He's fundraising. He's helping with fundraising. He did a lot of comforting during the 9/11 aftermath. I remember hearing about him when I was in the White House with President Bush. We always heard about Cardinal McCarrick. Well, he also was very close with Democrats because he was a liberal Catholic, and he didn't condemn Democrat politicians who took communion, even though they supported abortion. So he's moving up the ranks. Obama comes in 2008, and there's this thing that there's some emails in the WikiLeaks with John Podesta talking about something called the Catholic Spring. And I looked at the WikiLeaks emails, and it was shocking to me, but I don't think it was Podesta. I think it was this guy who became White House Chief of Staff in 2013, Dennis McDonough. Dennis McDonough had two brothers in the priesthood, and in the early years of the White House, he was very close with McCarrick, did a lot of Catholic stuff. McCarrick was very close with Biden. McDonough was close with Biden. And McDonough moved up the ranks to be White House Chief of Staff, Obama's White House Chief of Staff in 2013. I think because he did so much stuff behind the scenes with the Catholic Church. He engineered the Catholic Spring. So he becomes White House Chief of Staff in January 2013. In March 2013 is when Xi Jinping becomes the president of China and Francis becomes the Pope. Cardinal Bergoglio of Buenos Aires becomes the Pope. And who's behind the scenes helping that along? McCarrick. And who is McCarrick's biggest antagonist? There's an Italian archbishop named Carlo Maria Vigano. Well, just last week, Carlo Maria Vigano was excommunicated by Pope Francis for schism. Basically, he said, I don't believe Pope Francis is the actual Pope. And excommunication for a guy like Bishop Vigano is, you know, he's been a church
It's a major, I mean, I'm not even Catholic, but I study history. To kick out a guy this powerful, this is a huge event.
Yeah, I mean that's the end of his life. You know, he's a pious man who's devoted his life to the church, and they just said, not only can you not be in the church and do church stuff, you can't even be a Catholic. You're going to hell is basically what they're telling him, and he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to hell because you're an illegitimate pope. Well, he's right. Pope Francis is an illegitimate pope, and why is he an illegitimate pope? Because Cardinal McCarrick was his sidekick in Washington, and they were doing bad things. As soon as Pope Francis came in 2013, he wrote a letter to Xi Jinping. We want to do a deal with the Vatican. We want to open up relations with, we in the Vatican want to open relations with the Chinese Communist Party. Well, Xi Jinping never talked about that publicly. And finally, after a year, Pope Francis did. Meanwhile, Vigano is here in Washington, and he's bumping into McCarrick doing all this stuff. McCarrick had a bad reputation for messing with young kids and seminarians, and he knew it. And he was confronting him about it and confronting the fact that he wasn't really supposed to be doing a lot of business. And all of a sudden, he's doing this public business. They basically told McCarrick during Pope Benedict's papacy, look, you can stay in the church, but you have to do a life of prayer and contemplation and not do a lot of public works. Well, when Pope Francis came in, they put McCarrick right out front. So 2013, he comes in and they start this stuff with China. In 2013, in June, McCarrick goes to China and talks to them. And then he starts doing all this travel. In 2014, Obama meets Pope Francis in March in the Vatican. He goes to Vatican and meets him. They're working on, at this time, the Iran nuclear deal. A month later, McCarrick goes to Iran and talks to the Ayatollahs.
So they're using him as an ambassador for the Democratic Party. So let me ask you this then. Who really runs the Vatican today? Because it's clear you just look at this pope compared to like Pope John Paul II, polar opposites. I mean, literally promoting world religion, saying open the borders up, saying there's too many people. Since when does the Catholic Church say that? So who do you think, because you're a great researcher, who do you think this current so-called pope really works for?
Well, Vigano says there's a deep Vatican and there's a deep state. And this is the papacy of Francis is the connection of the deep state and the deep Vatican. That's what McCarrick and McDonough and Francis and Obama and Biden did. And that's fascism. When you connect religion into government, that's fascism. That's what fascism is. So what Biden and those guys did and Biden and Obama did is they made their political party the religion of the Catholic Church. And if you're – and Catholics, you know, Catholics are outraged by Pope Francis. Conservative Catholics are outraged by Pope Francis.
Absolutely. Rightly but let's so. Go further. I mean, I'm not even a Catholic. I'm just a straight-line Christian, non-denominational, but I have a lot of great Catholic friends, see great Catholics at the tip of the spear fighting evil. But if I pull back and see Homeland Security – in all these memos coming out saying conservative Catholics are the main enemy and obsessing on Catholics when they have like the lowest crime rate. Well, what is going on with this obsession with Catholics in the left? Is it an attempt to bully Catholics to becoming leftist or what? And then banning the Latin Mass? I mean, I'm not even a Catholic, but I've been to Latin Masses with friends. It's beautiful. I mean, why are they doing that?
There's, you know, that's what Vigano was talking about. And Vigano is the expert on that. And look,
He says it's a total world government, New World Order takeover. He fights Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, they had to excommunicate him to silence him. And I've been emailing back and forth with him. And he has a website, Exerge Domino. Basically, that's his support for people that have been canceled out of conservatives, who've been canceled out of the Catholic Church by this new pope, by this surge towards liberalism in the Catholic Church. Traditional Catholics are absolutely offended, and they don't know what to do. And the hierarchy of the church doesn't really stand up to Pope Francis, because look what happened to Vigano. He stood
and
up
Vigano
to him,
speaks
he got,
English. I know, maybe you can get him on the show or come on with him. Maybe you can co-host the show or host it yourself. He can come on with you. I'll step aside if he wants to only be on with you. But let's give that website again, because I don't speak Latin. How do people find what Vigano's actually saying?
You can follow him on Twitter. He says stuff on Twitter. It's Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, M. Vigano, V-I-G-A-N-O. Carlo M. Vigano. And his website to support his efforts is Exerge Domino, E-X-S-U-R-G-E Domino, D-O-M-I-N-O. There's a link for it right on his Twitter feed.
Well, the Pope had to think excommunicating him makes him an even bigger hero. That shows desperation.
And it happened literally 2 weeks after Biden was in the Vatican meeting him during his trip to Rome. So yeah, there it is. There's Vigano's thing, and there's the Exerge, the donates on the strike, Exerge Domine. So Biden is over there. And the thing is, at this point in time, so you had this thing. I start looking at this thing with McCarran. What I found was, this is really important. What I found was there were meetings between McCarrick and McDonough in the White House in August 2014 that came a week after they had meetings there that for something called the Alliance for Prosperity. Three significant countries from Central America, the Northern Tribal countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, met with Obama and Biden. And they came out with this, we've got us, because right then in 2014, there was all these kids that were showing up at the border, the unaccompanied minors.
So you're tying that into the huge human smuggling we now know the Vatican's been involved in.
Exactly. And that's what they were meeting about. And they set that up. And Biden and Obama and McDonough set that up with McCarrick, and Pope Francis knew. So Pope Francis, they're setting up with cartels.
And clearly they're using this corrupt rogue priest as the intermediary with the U.S. deep state, with this deep state of the Vatican to do this.
Right. And one of those, the leaders of that country is a guy named Juan Orlando Hernandez. He just got sentenced to 45 years in prison for smuggling 400 tons of cocaine in the United States from 2004 to 2022. So a lot of that time, he was smuggling it into the states during the Obama-Biden years. They had an investigation. The DEA had his brother on electronic surveillance in February 2014, saying, yeah, we're going to smuggle cocaine in using the government. That's right after Orlando Hernandez gets
elected. We got to have you back for at least an hour on the Vatican, because it's such a key player in all this. And every major institution has been overrun by globalists, and cleaning them up is really, really important. But in closing, it seems like there is a real fight now in the Catholic Church all over the world. It seems like Catholics everywhere are really pissed off. And there's a good chance to like get back control or replace this current guy.
Well, we've got to get the word out that he's illegitimate. He did a deal. He put the church in a deal with cartel devils. That's not Jesus's church. And Dennis McDonough is the witness. Dennis McDonough has to confess what he knows of the Pope and the cartels and what he knows of Obama and Biden giving money to the cartels. Dennis McDonough, our current Secretary of Veterans Affairs, has to confess to the world what he knows. He is the witness.
All right, shifting gears, and Mike, we'll get you back very soon. Next week, if you want, for 2 hours. You're amazing. People should get your book. But in the 6-7 minutes we have left, let's shift gears into the future of Biden. Other predictions, what's going to happen? I mean, this is so crazy. He's not going to step down. That's what Roger said 3 years ago, that him and Jill, Hunter's in there advising. What's the deep state going to do when he won't step down? What are your predictions?
Well, we got to push the word out that he is evil, and that side of it has to be shown to the people that are still sort of on the fence over, well, he's just an old guy. Maybe he'll be okay. You got to show he's not just an old guy. He's just an evil guy. He did deals with the cartels. He did terrible things. And then I think they've got a huge election steal set up in the battleground states. I think what you want to do is you've got to go outside. You got to be asymmetric. And Republicans should start looking to do the ballot initiatives that Scott Fressler does. Do those in states like New Mexico and Virginia and New Jersey and Colorado and Minnesota, where they don't. I don't know if the Democrats are organized enough to have a steal set up there. That's where you
By the way,
go.
I said I would interrupt you, but just today, holy crap, the Biden administration just came out against SAVE Act, a bill to ensure illegal aliens don't vote. Here it is off the White House website. That's today. Then we've got Washington removes residency requirements for voter registration for illegals to vote. And I've got it all being announced right here. So they're openly doing this.
Yeah, they're openly doing it, and this is the fight. How do you get around this? Because they've had 4 years to set it up, and that's why they put Biden in illegitimately. They knew he could get away with this, and he did. And he had the Vatican helping him. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops gets hundreds of millions of dollars in human health and services grants, HHS. I can't remember that one, but they get HHS.
Hell, I think it's over $1 billion. Just the Jewish charities getting over $1 billion a year.
Yeah. Jewish charities, Lutheran charities, all the NGOs. But McCarrick was in that Catholic bishops group. He set them into that thing in that Alliance for Prosperity. And they've been cashing in ever since. And that's why Pope Francis is so big. He wanted to get rid of Vigano because Vigano was in on he was telling people about this.
Oh, Vigano's been reaching literally, let's not exaggerate, 100 million people a month on X that I've seen. I mean, he's just beating their ass. And I don't think them excommunicating him is going to work. I think it's going to backfire.
Totally backfire. They took it on, and you know he's in hiding. He's got a he's got his ex-Serge Domine, and he's in hiding. But he's doing a great job, and I really appreciate you letting me talk about him on your show.
Oh, I appreciate you. That's incredibly important. So in closing, I keep saying in closing, what are your predictions about Biden? What can we do to stop him? What would you, here's how to close. What would you advise Trump to do?
I would advise Trump to go out there and do his rallies in extra states. He's done them in New Jersey. Keep doing that. Do some in Minnesota. Do some in Virginia. He did some in Virginia. Push on that. And they got to get, you know, whatever Laura Trump is doing in the Republican Party to manage this ballot operation, this ballot surveillance operation, they've got to get their arms around that. I don't trust Congress to come up with any law that's going to restrict anybody from voting this cycle. I don't
they're going to go for fraud, so we shouldn't be overconfident. You worked for Trump for, what, a year. Be completely honest, now you will be. What is Trump really like behind the scenes?
He's a great guy. He's basically what you see when you see him on TV. Because, you know, when I saw him, I was always with the press. So, you know, there's probably two sides of him. But I think he's a good guy. And he, smart. I think he was overwhelmed with all the deep state people around him.
That was it. Because they lied to his face. They lied to his face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the deep state people, one of the guys who was on this Alliance for Prosperity deal that was a really good friend of this cartel, Juan Orlando Hernandez, was then General John F. Kelly. And then he moves from there up into the Homeland Security Administration, Department of Homeland Security. He's the secretary of that. And then he becomes White House Chief of Staff. And he didn't have Trump's back. He's the guy who was lying about him, saying the suckers and losers quote. That's Kelly. They were talking about in the debate. Kelly was working with Juan Orlando Hernandez, knowing that he was a drug smuggler into the America by the ton. So this guy, Kelly, you know, just another deep state guy that Trump had to deal with and weed out of there. And there's a lot of them.
When people get mad at Trump not getting better people, he's drawing from the swamp. How do you drain the swamp when the people you've got are from a swamp?
I think he's got a good chance of getting good people in there this time. They've had a chance to look through it and see what happened. And I think they're going to put a really, you know, we got to get through this steal. We got to stop this steal.
30 seconds. I agree. Trump wins, though. We get through the steal. What does Biden do when he loses?
Biden will leave, and he's going to face some serious charges. So he's just going to go off and be indigent and not able to be convicted of anything because he can't stand trial. I think Hunter's going to face some trials, and so are a lot of other people.
Mike McCormick, impressive. Join us again soon. We'll do an even deeper dive. People should get your book right now, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Great to have you back. Great to see you again.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on. All right, we're going to shift gears and all the other news I haven't covered. There's a lot of it breaking as we speak. I'm completely overwhelmed. We'll do our best job when we come back.
People don't know, by the way, so, you know, and I'll say this again, that that many moons ago, when I was just getting started in all of this, that I remember I used to come on with Alex in 2016 is when we started doing it. Met you at the RNC in Cleveland. We did the rally by the river.
Yeah.
With Roger and everyone's there. And Diamond and Silk were there. That was great.
Coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment, we salute you. InfoWars salutes you. And you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
USA! USA!
Back then, even before I was at One America, I used to host Hour 4. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be like, and I didn't even know you back then. And you were, I was just some guy, and you were like, hey, your microphone's not good. So, guys, Alex Jones sends me my first microphone that I've got set up in, like, a just like a spare bedroom in the house. And I'm doing it over my laptop, and goes, oh, yeah, I need someone to host Hour 4. So, get in there. You just do it. I was like, what do you want me to talk about? It's whatever you want. I gotta go. And I'm like, I'm just some guy at that point. You know, I had been through 2016, and we had met, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you were a smart guy.
But my point, though, is that people don't realize how much Alex does behind the scenes to help people. People don't realize how much that Alex is just generous with his time, generous with his resources. And that's a sign. And by the way, spends time with your family. And, you know, something that I've always tried to say is, like, there's this media caricature of Alex Jones. And I'm like, that's not the guy that I've ever met. I've never met him. I've spent plenty of time with him. I've never met this guy. He sounds crazy. I don't know that I'd want to meet the guy that they take you out to be, because that's just not you. And so I just want to take the opportunity real quick to just say thank you for all the help that you gave me when I was getting started.
Well, thank you, Jack. But it wasn't because you were like, I was just, you were a talented, smart guy and were making great points. I'm like, well, hey, you need to get on air and you need to do more. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. Abbott plugged in 3 hours. If we don't do that, we'll be gone. Infowarsstore.com, big sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X2 back in stock. So pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad 2 years ago said they're going to shut you down. He already developed the supplements. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin. He's there, and he was right. So great products there. We've got the Next Level Foundational Energy. We've got the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force and all the Nano Silver products. We've got the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid that's so amazing. We've got the Top Brain Incredible Nootropic. Check it all out, the Nano Silver products, everything at drjonesnaturals.com. But let me tell you, Jack.
Well, Alex, when you're working hard and you got a bunch of back-to-back flights, what's good? What should I go for?
These supplements are all so strong, I barely take them, but they all really work well. I take them all. I haven't taken any today. I should have, because I was up till 2 a.m. last night. But they're all excellent. They're all just clones of already best-selling products. Right,
I want to get some before I get back on that plane. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you right
so
now
I
what
can
you
keep
want.
I'm not going to roll it.
I'm going to tell you what you want right now.
Yeah?
You want... No, that's Rocket Rush. You need to sleep.
No. Well, I'm going to take that later tonight.
You want Next Level Foundational Energy.
There it is. Let me see.
And it's there's no speed in that. It's a methyl folate to break down.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
It's methyl folate to break down of what's in spinach.
There's a lot in here, too.
The folic acid, yeah.
There's a ton in here.
The point is, it's a great product.
This isn't one of the ones where they, you know, put the cotton in on the top so you only get a little bit. This is full.
You're nice to support us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I don't like infighters. I don't like gossips. I don't like backbiters. But there comes a time when it's morally right to expose something. So when I expose something, it's not out of envy, it's not out of jealousy, it's not out of anger, it's not out of, well, it's anger sometimes, I'm mad at them, but it's not driven by that, it's driven by love. I don't fight evil people because I hate them, though I do hate them. And I pray to not have hate because it's bad for you. I do it because I love the people that are behind me. I don't fight the enemy in front of me because I hate them. I fight because I love people behind me. So I've been on there 30 years, and 28 years ago, I got approached by a lot of companies, a lot of groups. I got a local radio show, went to number one, got syndicated right away. I'm suddenly on 30, 40 stations. I'm 24 years old. A couple years later, I'm on 300 stations. And back when talk radio was huge. Like, he's the next Rush Limbaugh. And my guest didn't come on about this, but we're going to talk about this up front before we talk about all the economic news. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions are basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today. But I know the industry, and so I've asked him for 8 months to talk about it, not because we want to attack other people selling gold and silver, but because it gives gold and silver a bad name that you've got groups, some of them out there selling gold and silver with 100% markups and doing it, claiming people are going to get that back, and then the regulators come in to discredit the entire industry. So he wouldn't do it 8 months ago. He wouldn't do it 6 months ago. He wouldn't do it 2 months ago. He finally, this weekend, during the July 4th weekend, we talked. He said, I'm ready to do it. And we're not going to name names. It's all over the news. And I'm not mad at the other talk show hosts that have these guys as sponsors. But it's simple. We're not in competition with the people that are ripping folks off. We don't want them discrediting a good thing. And we also want people, wherever you get your gold and silver, to know the basic rules. And folks, it's so simple. You know what the wholesale cost is in the news every day. And then any real company is going to have a processing fee, and that's it. And unfortunately, I can count on one hand groups that do business the right way. And the biggest is Kirk Elliott, because he's been the overnight 25 years success case. Just like I'm the overnight 30-year success case. And so I've really twisted his arm. Because these groups threaten him when he's mentioned them before. But now he predicted on the air 2 months ago, I got him to barely talk about it. He said, look for the federal government to come after these groups in the next few months. It happened last week. So I called him this weekend, and I said, you got to come on. He said, all right, I'll do it. Then he kind of backed off this morning. He goes, well, I don't want to, because he's not a troublemaker. And I get it. Most people in life know the gossip in the office is the problem. Well, this isn't gossip in the office. This is, hey, there's a hurricane coming. You better get ready for it. So the best bet is obviously gold and silver right now in this inflationary system. But it's not a safe bet if you don't know what you're doing. It's like saying everybody should own a gun. Well, you don't buy some Saturday night special, you know, made in Mexico for $10. It blows up when you pull the trigger. It's that simple. We all need a gun, but we need a gun that's trusted from a trusted company with a name and a history. That's all I'm saying. So you came on, you sent me this giant stack of preparation, all these videos, all these articles. You thought you were going to cover that, Kirk, and we will. And all the developments of silver and gold and the world economy and the dollar and the FDIC saying again, we're getting ready to grab people's bank accounts. I mean, all this insanity, we're going to cover it, Dr. Kirk Elliott. But I knew who you were 20-something years ago working with WorldNet Daily. You're a great guy, highly respected. It is the right thing to do to tell people the inside baseball that's so simple if you'll just listen to us, and then all the flim-flam won't matter, because this is how I work. And I didn't ever do this on purpose. I've always been a guy that, you know, was God-fearing, and I just feel how the universe works. I never do something I wouldn't want done to myself. I don't ever cheat or lie against somebody for power, because in my experience, it feels bad, and it turns out it's really bad. But there are people that will do this all day long. So we don't expose these other gold companies out of spite. We people need silver and gold. It's such a big market. Everybody should be doing it. But we've got to keep the industry clean. And Kirk, in fact, we'll do this interview right now, and I'll have the crew find your interview. Was it this month? It was like a month and a half ago. I finally twisted your arm. Folks, put a note down. We're going to find that interview. Have the archivist find it. He went, well, I don't want to do this, but the feds are about to raid and go after a bunch of these groups because they're charging 30, 40, 50, 100% and lying to people. It's one thing if you want to sell somebody a coin and say it's a piece of art, you want to pay double what it's worth because you love it, you want to support, great, do it. But you don't tell them, oh, this is a great investment. That's a lie. But if you did buy silver bullion or gold bullion at wholesale, it was a great investment. And that's where I want to be, where you come to me, you get good advice, you support me, you get something great, and you love me and I love you, and we have a relationship. It's like if I was a farmer and I cook, I mean, I grow beans and they grow peas. I'm not going to sell them poison beans and I get poison peas. Or let's say I produce milk, they produce beef. I'm not going to sell my neighbor poison beef. I want their milk, they want my beef. This is normal behavior if you're not a Satanist. But they bit the apple, the knowledge of evil began, the knowledge of the scam, instead of just the straightforward. And so there is a straightforward, it still exists. And Dr. Kirk Elliott, I'm ranting here, but you never do this. I want to upfront talk about the industry and talk about how great you are, because you keep us on air, you give great products, you do an amazing job, you have the 5-star rating, and I get it, you hold your nose to expose the industry, but that's the industry that's going to hurt everybody that wants access to silver and gold, and that's the Achilles heel of how they're going to try to stop us from getting people prepared while all these governments and groups and billionaires hoard silver and gold. So I would just say hit them with both barrels, and then we'll get into all the big financial news.
Well, it's great to be back with you, and you're right. You did twist my arm, right? But because I'm the kind of guy, Alex, who I want to be known for what I'm for, not for what I'm against, right? Because I want to help people. I want to bless them. I want to make sure that they're in the right place at the right time. And we talk a lot about gold and silver, and because it's a great thing right now. You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff, I mean, that is what causes gold and silver.
Well, listen, I want to be clear. I'm interrupting you again. I'm not a troublemaker either. I hate gossips.
Yeah.
We do have the best storable food company, lowest prices, why they're the biggest. I hate to attack the competition that's a bunch of scammers. Some of them are good. Most of them are. But it also reflects on us. So at a certain point, it's our duty. We had a talk this week, and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here. There's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the best way to do that is everything that we're going to talk about in this little portion of the show today, it's all just public record, right? You just go to the CFTC, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. You can search it, and they're there. They're all for public record. It's not like I'm some kind of a whistleblower. But you know what? I'm sure the people of America are loving the whistleblowers that blew the whistle on Boeing, right? It's like, yeah. You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
No, that's absolutely right, and we you know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time, the majority of the time. Now, just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for, and they'll never recover those premiums. I guess never is a harsh word, but I've never seen it in like over 25 years of doing this. I haven't seen it yet. And by the same token, not all dealers and brokers in this industry are created equal as well, right? And so I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So tell them what's happened and tell them the difference.
Yeah. So I did call it because I can tell what the industry is doing. I can tell what the regulators are after because you just when you live in
called it on air. So we're gonna find the clip
on air. Yeah, called it on air. So first, but this isn't necessarily a new thing. So you go back to the first article that I had pulled up for you goes back to 2020, September 25th of 2020. The CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly, right? So you're going to see a common thread through all of these. This company was targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot prices. Like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? Well, sadly, even today, when I have clients that will send me invoices from somebody that, you know, a company that they had purchased from today, and I'll look at it and it's like, oh my word, you paid over $70 an ounce for silver when silver was like $20 an ounce and you shouldn't have paid well over 30, period. Right. So 70 something dollars. It's like, Kirk, this is extraordinary. It's, no, it's not. This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin, because then the dealers and the brokers start making up lies. Well, it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies, right? So don't fall for any of them because number one, ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So the reality is gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now. So this is what the CFTC and 30 states. So this isn't just the feds.
Yeah, and for some reason, it's not on my list. So slowly, and I'm going to pull up myself, so I want to show people this. I'm going to write this down. We're going to write this down right now because I don't see it on my list. Doc, you usually send me the list, and I usually have it. I don't see it here. So what is the article we're going to pull up right now?
Okay, it's under Let the Buyer Beware on your list, and it's the very first one. It says CFTC coordinates with 30 states.
Okay, I got a different – yeah, I got a July 1st list. I got the last interview list. That's why we're having a problem.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to stop right here because this is so important. We're going to go to rebroadcast. And we're going to come back because this is very, very important. We prepared for hours and hours and hours and hours for this. Don't worry, Doc. We've got the whole next hour. We're going to reprint all this. We're going to get this set up, and we're going to go over all this. But before we do this deep dive and before we show all of this, let's do a plug for your company. It's got almost 5 stars. Nobody else has it. You've been saying silver, which is exploding. Gold's exploding, but you're saying don't get into that yet because silver hasn't moved up to where it's supposed to be yet. Tell me about your great company and how people get prepared and how they get ready, because you've got folks ready to answer the phone, ready to do an analysis, ready to talk to people, and ready to give them true high quality at wholesale silver and gold bullion right now with no games. Tell us about that.
So like we kind of talked about, I've been doing this for a long time in this particular industry, precious metals since 2002. But prior to that, I was just did stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things of that nature. Right. But since 2002 into precious metals exclusively. Now, ever since kind of day one, I kind of defied the trend in the industry, which was the things that we're going to be talking about today, the semi-rare coins and the rare coins and these collectibles and things of that nature, because I like bullion. To me, when an investor invests, I want them to invest the way that I would invest, because it just makes sense. I mean, I've got a PhDs in this stuff, and it's like the only way to really succeed in investing, I don't care what you're investing is to buy low and sell high, and don't overpay for your stuff and be in the right place at the right time, right? It's common sense. So when you deal with bullion, which is a metal that's, it's just low price, low cost, like 1,000 ounce bars, 100 ounce bars, 10 ounce bars, 1 ounce generic refinery rounds of silver, or on gold, it would be 1 ounce gold bars or kilo bars, for example. What you're buying is refinery made metals, right? And so they're sold by the depository. Everything else was minted a long time ago, and it has this rarity and the scarcity to it. And that's what dealers like to sell, because they're higher commission, they're higher premium, they make more money on it. But that's what's best for the dealer in theory, but not what's best for the client. What's best for the client is part of my rationale on how do you build wealth. Don't overpay for your stuff, right? And be in the right place at the right time. So we guide people through this economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, or reallocate. And when you're not overpaying for your metals, like what we charge, it's very transparent, very simple, because I want accountability to the world and to my clients, and actually to God. Is it's 8% when you purchase, 0% ongoing, 0% when you liquidate. It's really simple. We've made it simple by design. Because here's the reason why I went with 0% liquidation commission from a long, long time ago, over 20 years ago, is because when I first started, I did charge a commission when people would liquidate, just like everybody does. It was a couple of a percent. And a few years into my career, it was time for somebody to lock in profits and go into, like, let's say, I think at the time we were getting out of gold and going into silver. And the client said, Kirk, the numbers make sense, but are you just trying to churn my account and generate another commission? It's like, no, it's the right thing. Look at the numbers. It's the right thing. But I understand the gist behind that statement, because most companies are shady, right? And they just do, they want to churn accounts and generate more commissions. So as a smart business guy, which I hope I'm a smart business guy, Alex, is it's like, how do you overcome an objection? Well, just get rid of it completely. So got rid of the back end commission, right? Because now it's no longer an objection. It's not there. And this is one of the things that actually separates us from the other companies in the industry, is we don't have a back end commission at all. Right now, depositories, they are transactionally based. They make a small percentage going in, a small percentage going out. But every basically company on the planet, every broke gold and silver dealer, they're working with the same depositories, that they're operating with the same wholesale prices. But the difference is, when you take a commission on the back end as a company, it's going to be over and above what the depositories charge, right? So it becomes huge. So let me put this into a practical example. Let's say somebody were to invest $100,000 in gold or silver, and it's 6% commission when you go in and 6% when you get out, right? So 6% on $100,000 is $6,000 going in, $6,000 going out. That's $12,000, or 12% total. Now, that's if the price of gold or silver didn't move at all. What if it doubles? What if that $100,000 investment turned into $200,000 and you've got 6% on the back end? Well, it's like, man, I paid $6,000 going in. Now I paid $12,000 going out. That's 18% of the initial investment. What if it triples? Well, good grief. Now you're paying $18,000 on the way out and $6,000 going in. That's a 24% total spread. See, you're looking at, people aren't concerned enough about the exit strategy. To me, the exit is more important than the entrance, getting in, because we're going to lock in profits, and we are ultimately going to sell them at some point down the road. And so having 0%, that $100,000 grows to $1 million. That's awesome. It's still zero, right? So that's part of the equation, is that logistical side of it. Now, the relationship side is where we decided we really wanted to thrive and focus our attention, because I'm a people person and I love people and I will bend over backwards for people. So knowing that most people, Alex, don't watch the markets like a hawk, I don't expect them to call me and say, hey, Kirk, I want to lock in my profits and get out. No, I will watch them. My team, my amazing consultant team, will then call you when it's time to lock in profits or do a ratio trade between silver and gold or gold to silver.
But Dr. Kirk Elliott, here's the bottom line. You are already the biggest silver dealer in the United States. You're one of the top gold dealers. You're not promoting gold because you see a much greater growth in silver until it catches up with gold. Even though gold's way up, you can say gold, gold, gold. But yeah, I agree with you. It's not the best thing right now. This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the info war, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. You go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. Real atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. Regular iodine is great, but it's the missing link in your body. We promote it. It's great. I know you get a good result. It supports the show. I promote it. A water filter, highest rated at the lowest price. I promote it. T-shirts promoting freedom. It's just straight up, folks. We're not the sneaky behind the scenes people. We're the straight up people, and it pisses us off. There's all these fly-by-night folks that give what we're doing a bad name, but it's simple. You have the knowledge, you won't perish, as Christ said. The people perish for lack of knowledge. It's simple. You go buy gold and silver at wholesale. That's the sale of it at your spot. And you know that daily price, and you call Kirk Elliott and you get that locked in. You don't need to trust him. You don't need to trust me. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. And then if people just get the knowledge, then all the other great talk show hosts who are wonderful people, they have been doing this 30 years. I'm not criticizing the other big talk show hosts that I know have got these bad sponsors. They didn't understand it. Now they're going to get burned in the media for having it. They should all have Kirk Elliott as their sponsor, because I'm not in a competition. I want Kirk Elliott to be everybody's sponsor. I want, because he's the best guy. I want everybody to use him, because you need to. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible, because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health, or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.